Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Today I want to chat a little bit more about the politics that have been taking place since the 1st of November. 1st of November we had our local elections. We broadcast live. We got to chat to all the different parties, and it was very important this year. A lot of people in the past focused on the ruling parties as well as on the major opposition. But this year the smaller parties had a bigger role to play in helping us to maneuver our way around what's going on with the coalitions is Sandile Swana. He is a political analyst, and he's going to update us on the coalition talks that have been taking place, what the coalitions are looking like, and what actually constitutes a South African coalition. Sandile, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Chad. And good morning to your listeners.
Thank you, Sandile. So Sandile, to kick off, where do we stand with our coalitions in the major metros, and what typically does a South African coalition comprise of?
Let me say this way. First of all, this morning we are expecting, the DA Federal Council to make the final announcement on the coalition. So the information that we are using now to talk about coalition is what has been leaked to the media over the weekend. But nevertheless, the information that we have is that by now all the metros have actually settled on their coalition. So there's no metro now in Gauteng that does not have its own coalition. So that would be Tshwane and Joburg itself. Mogale City, I don't think there's going to be any further debate about that. Ekurhuleni, there's no further debate about that. The debate of the positions that were being demanded by Action SA have been settled in these two metros, Tshwane and City of Joburg. Now, it's an interesting question to ask, what would be a coalition in South African terms? It's a good question, because although we've done coalitions since the start of this democracy of one kind or the other, and where municipalities are concerned, the record year before 2021, where the largest number of hung municipalities that needed coalitions was 2011. And not 2016. 2016 was a dramatic year for coalitions, because for the first time, the metro, the scene of the metros was rattled to the point that the ANC was being kicked out by coalitions in the metros. Not that it was a record year of that. So this year is yet another record year across the board this time of coalitions. Now, the issue then is that how do you go about these coalitions? The problem that we have in South Africa from 1948 to 1994, we had one dominant party, the National Party. So the National Party, to use the Afrikaans term, was learning the Gadar. So everybody was dancing to their tune. They were dominant party. From 1994 to today, to 2021, the ANC was also learning to get there. Now, what has happened is that in the minds of South Africans, somebody must learn to get there. Somebody must call the tunes. But actually, the voters are now saying, no, we want you to co-govern, share power together. And we are not there yet. We are not there whereby all the parties that participated in the election get a seat in the mayoral committee, and then they govern together. We are still saying there must be one leader. So all these coalitions, as much as they are coalition, they've got an executive mayoralship who then appoints delegates or delegates his or her own job to members of the mayoral committee with the power to fire any one of those. So it's not an equal partnership. So let me stop there for a moment.
So Sandile, I want to ask you this. Following the CODESA leading into the first 94 elections, we had what was called a government of national unity. Could we see a coalition forming something similar after the next general elections, where we may have a fractured parliament, there may not be the numbers, but instead of calling it a coalition, we call it something similar? We know FW de Klerk pulled out of that government of national unity shortly after its creation, but is that the route to go? Should we be looking at that in the future?
let us also pay attention to something else, that we are in coalitions now because the voters are compelling us to go into coalitions. This is not the mastermind of politicians. The first coalition that we had was the mastermind of politicians, basically trying to become parties when they know they didn't want each other. So this time, any party can say, DA, you want 50% of the seats, but you did not get 50% of the votes. The voters did not give you 50%, so you are not entitled to 50% of the votes, truly speaking. So the elections of 2024, certainly in the province of Gauteng, and then if you aggregate the elections nationally, there is a very good chance that the ANC may not get 50 plus one votes in the election. And in that case, again, these other parties, which will have gained experience in government as well through these coalitions that we're talking about, then we'll be able to say we're now forming our own coalitions. Right now, people have invented the term coalition of local unity. Because it's local government. Then there could be coalition of provincial unity in Gauteng in 2024, or even in KZN in 2024. And then there will be certainly, perhaps in 2024, a coalition of national unity of some kind. But the principle of it, which needs to start to enter the minds of our political leaders, is that the will of the voters is that there must be genuine co-governance, not a monopoly type of politics.
Well, Sandile, thank you so much. I think that's a great point to end the conversation. I'm going to be chatting to you again in the not too distant future. It's important to understand what's going on, and I think the coalition has led to a lot of confusion. Sandile Swana is a political analyst, and he updated us today on the situation regarding coalitions and coalitions in the South African context. And we will be having Sandile back on air very shortly.